Welcome to the 2015 KQ Celebrations with the healing masters Nalin K. Narula and Renu Narula. Hear special destiny-changing content from the Masters Narula from www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com.
Didn't listen. So this is the point that the reason I'm making this point is that when we tell you something about healing, when Renuji is telling you something, it's not casual. It's not optional. And it's not like moderation. You need to formally do your healing. I was mentioning earlier today that those who are doing at least five times a week healing, they are in the safe zone. And okay, you can't make 7 days, you know, in the method way, but other quick healing methods you can use is fine. But if you don't do that and you say, just, you know, I'm okay because I know, you know, the masters are sending the healing like this man here.
Oh, that's a big one.
And my wife is sending, so they're taking care of me. Huh? He's saying he doesn't do. He doesn't do.
No?
He said, I don't need. So I'm only worried. You don't say, I don't need. You say, I don't need to do it myself. And I'm saying you need to do it yourself. Otherwise, you know, the example is here in front of us today in conversation. So, you know, don't be so laid back.
I'm saying it's very nice
to be so secure mentally and emotionally, but, you know, you actually need to be able to do something for yourself, because 100% the time will come when you have left your body. The healing that you get is what the healing you will do. And if you don't know how to do the healing, at least at a fundamental level, then you are, you know, wasting a very big opportunity. So we would encourage you to do as much healing as you possibly can. And if you are secure in the fact that you are well protected because others are looking after you or sending you the healing, the results you will get in your life will be far greater if you help yourself, let me tell you also. Others can do anything for you. They can provide the support system for you. They can provide the protection for you. But the achievement is yours. If you are missing doing something, if you are not going somewhere, if you are not able to achieve a particular objective according to your goal or your plan, it's 100% because neither have you done the healing and nor have you taken the steps to go in that direction. Now, you could have taken the steps but not done your healing. That's still a mismatch. And if you've done the healing and not taken the steps, that's still a mismatch. So both has to be a combined effort. It's a partnership, as I said earlier. The healing will do its job and create the space for you. But then you have to go to that space through the healing and by actually walking there. Okay? So any lack of success that you might feel anywhere in your life is because you're missing one of these two factors. And remember, in healing, broadly include all the other points that ma'am has mentioned. You know, sleeping well, eating well, exercise well, and emotional. In fact, in the morning I was telling them that one of the things I learned in this trip when I went for the seminar, what was brought out, that people live about 25 years longer or 20 years longer if they have a good social circle.
Not only social circle, support, but they are also thinking of doing some good welfare for the world around them.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are really lucky that you have us in your lives and we're teaching you how to spread the light to everybody else. And it's not about my bachcha is sick and my health is not good. Think of all the other people who are sick in your city, in your colony, in your neighborhood, and start thinking good about them and forgive everybody. Because what is the point of one a negative soul who has a huge debt to punish you because you've not, you know, finished the karma that you owed them, then they're going to come into your life, and for the rest of your life, every time it's going to be dil dukhane ke liye aa. So please let go of all the so-called people that you're not going to forgive because they've been so bad to you. And that is something that you don't want to carry forward. Because they're only going to bring you pain. And remember the other thing that we said, I think yesterday or day before, that if you don't do your self-healing, it doesn't make a damn difference to anybody else.
Absolutely.
In fact, people really like to see you suffer.
Yeah. So if you're not forgiving them, you're not forgiving yourself.
They want to see you unhappy. And it doesn't make a damn difference to them. In fact, it adds to the happiness if you don't do your healing. So that's a great place. That's one reason why you should be just not to. Why
give
it's
them
about
the satisfaction.
You. Do your healing, 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 healing. That's the best thing. And I think that the last page of your KQ manual, it's a very systematically written instruction that all it needs is 2.5 minutes. I think you need to go back to that page. We discovered that you people don't even know the first line of that page. It's about the purple ball. And it's about the symbol. And I think we led a meditation on Thursday, which was about your KQ prime symbol. And I discovered that so many of you didn't even know where that energy filters through, which way it travels, what is the design of which chakra it enters and all. So go back to that page where your KQ prime symbol is and read it again and again and again till you know it.
You should have that expertise handy and refer to it, because it will give you an idea of what's happening in your life. So if you recall the symbols, and how many of you are, is everyone here an advanced KQ healer?
No.
Well, let's talk about the basic symbol even. You talk about the energy going out into the universe from your navel center, and you're picking up also, and then it is going down your kundalini and to the root. Now, these are all the areas of rewriting your karma in real time. So if you have at least that mental idea, then at least you know that, you know, what's going in and something is coming back in, what's going out from me.
You're hooking up to your antakara.
Sorry, and you're?
The solar plexus hook.
Hooking
the
up.
The curved line
is
hooking you like the umbrella.
So
the golden lotus at your crown chakra.
So at least that consciousness is there, and that is how your spontaneous healing is going to take place. Just by being aware of this, these steps, connecting with the chakras, with this general impression even in your mind that this is happening, it starts to happen. So that's actually the deep secret of spontaneous healing, if you just connect with the flow of the energy. Now, whether you need the symbols to help you or you are naturally in that space, it doesn't matter. If you don't know which space you are in, go with the symbols, because that is a method that will actually get you there. So in one sense, it's not exactly spontaneous healing, but you are making that connection, and the spontaneous and the healing is automatically then flowing in greater, you can say, quantity and force. So you'll get there. So stick to that. At least connect with the descent of the energy. Because when you're connecting with that, you're actually inviting it, known to you or unknown to you. And the energy will flow. Just connect. If you have the general impression of what the symbol looks like even, that will start you on the process. So in an absolute emergency, you don't know what to do, okay, just think of the shape. Now let me tell you, this does not apply to Reiki. By thinking of the shape of the symbol is not going to really do that much for you. You need to actually draw the symbol. So this is a distinction I'm drawing. So don't transfer one to the other. Okay, so in the KQ, you need to connect with the lines, with the descent of the energy, and that will help you as an instant healing measure. What will help you more is actually you draw the symbol in your third eye, in your mind's eye, and intone the name and so on. Okay, is that clear now? So you have the 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute healing business available through this process.
We also have an announcement to make that the Starlight Company is going on the web. So it's the www.thestarlightcompany.com, and all the Starlight devices are
available online.
And we're also going to have some, I was telling Divya that the 1st of January was a Thursday, and the last 31st of this year is also a Thursday. So we've decided that every Thursday we're going to upload one interesting article about glass and how it heals. And I had also shared yesterday, and some of you were not there, that how the name of the company, the Starlight Company, came into being. I'm going to ask Ashish to try one more time to tell me. Come on.
Yes, it was discussed at that time that Divya had asked the master as to what was the cause of naming the company the Starlight Company. And the genesis came from the fact that the light that we are getting from the stars, which are maybe thousands of light years away, are the fact is that although the star may not be existent, but the light is still coming to this universe and the other universes wherever it is going. So the light is there. And these starlight devices, wherever they are emitting and they are illuminating this area. And despite the fact that they may have moved from that to some other location for healing some other place, in the place that they were originally there, they are still illuminating the space and making it luminous. So all the starlight devices are coming from that fact.
So that's what the name came from. And the first ever product of the Starlight Company was the Camphor Yantra, which Nalinji had designed in around September, October of 97. And he had, you know, purely I told him that there's so much negative energy, everybody's coming, leaving their disease energies behind, we have to do something. And then he designed that Camphor Yantra and we put it in the healing center. And then in the last week of September, we had installed it. And the first week of September, somebody had already come and they also wanted one. So the first ever sale of that Camphor Yantra was in 97, October first week. And then we immediately decided that we'll set up a company. Yes. And we came up with the Starlight Company. And it was, I think, around on the 10th of October, 1997, it came into being. So we have the Starlight Company.
We were thinking whether we should do this and make it for people. So I said, we just made it for ourselves. So one person asked, then second person asked, then everybody would come, oh, can I get one of those? Can I get one of those? Where do you get her? So we make it. Oh, can you get me one?
So then we said,
okay, we better start. So we started.
And we also...
I read this article about this Camphor lamp, which really brought me
to
the healing.
In my thoughts, you know, but it was Gita who actually brought me here. But it was that yantra which really attracted that, you know, I read about it, I don't remember, it was some magazine or some article. Some
Yeah, in the Femina, I think.
So this is a patented yantra. And
but lots of
widely
people copy. Yes, I already shared that. There are probably more copies available than the original. So you guys have the original.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you're so lucky. So now, I don't know how many of you have this glass, healing glass. I think we gave it in the open house yesterday. And also to some of you this morning, all the others who don't have it can collect one from Pramila, from you. And we also have this very nice healing device for KQ Healer. It's actually a coaster, but it's a healing device. So anything that you put on it gets healed.
So make sure your whiskies are on it.
But timing.
What timing? Lights
timing?
Went out.
So no whiskey.
Lights are back again.
So no whiskey. Okay, so Lord, you can put whiskey also, anything. But definitely your food, or it can stay on your dining table somewhere, or a bottle of water on your bedside table.
Mm.
So it's not for multiplying, na? Don't start putting jewelry ki double ori. And then call us after a few years and say, you know, I tried it. It's just not multiplying. So the subtle energies are going to multiply and they can go into food, they can go into water, they can go into your clothes. It can also go into the metal, so all the jewelry that you'll wear will be shining. Star lighting. Okay, so please. And Pramila, we have pomegranates for that. And lovely pomegranate. The first year that we did the celebrations of 19th March, we had given you nice, lovely, delicious pomegranates. So you can take one home and share it with your loved ones, okay?
The usual blessing is phoolo or phalo.
Phool nahi tod sakte bahar se.
With the pomegranates. But it was given particularly to people to increase fertility. So in this case, it's going to improve the fertility of your good karma and your good fortune. So prepare the ground. And of course, remember, like for anything to grow, there's a lot of effort to maintain, to plow and till the soil and get it into ready condition. And that's your work, besides the healing. So you have to do the tilling and the plowing and the seeding and the...
And the clouds will come and the rain will fall at the right time.
The work you must do there. All the support system is there. So you need to do the work.
So also today is the first Navratri, and we already did a meditation in the morning with the pomegranate river of light that from Durga Devi, the pomegranate faceted, 108 facets on each grain of that shape is flowing and surrounding you all today. So rejoice in knowing that you are. So eat one seed at a time and know that you're very nourished. Okay?
You've been accessing special content from the Healing Masters Narula on the occasion of the 2015 KQ celebrations. Visit our website, www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com, to get more life-changing empowerment.